Hey guys, good afternoon and welcome to the 330 Sports Show. My name is Justin Coffin and today is Thursday, June 3rd, 2021. We're broadcasting live from downtown Youngstown, Ohio, and we are produced by Joe Danier and the Youngstown Studio Network. In the lockbox, as always, we have $1,100 in cash and a pair of AirPod Pros that you could call in and win by guessing the correct three-digit combination. Phone lines will be open the first half of the show, 330-595-1600. That, again, is 330-595-1600. We have a lot to get to on today's show. We're going to do our all-time broadcasters draft. So either play-by-play, color commentary, some sideline people make our list. Here are some people that did not make our list that I'm going to just name off. Brad Nessler, Phil Rizzuto, Joe Buck, Chris Berman, Dick Vitale, Tony Romo, Fred McLeod, Bill Raftery, Gary Danielson, Chris Fowler, Doris Burke, Rick Manning, Dan Schulman, Gary Thorne, Kenny Smith, Maria Taylor, Mark Jones, Scott Van Pelt, Ian Eagle, James Brown, Aaron Andrews, Greg Gumbel, Troy Aikman, Bill Walton, Matt Vasgersian, Jim Lampley, Ali LaForce, and Todd Blackledge. Those are the people that did not make our draft list. We go 30 deep in our draft, and you'll kind of see that there ends up being a pretty good amount of broadcasters and just pretty awesome. I want to wish on the next topic, we'll get to that draft towards the end, second half of the show. On the next topic, I want to wish a happy fictional birthday to, you might remember this movie, this former movie, Superbad, to McLovin. This was his ID, you know, and the fake ID. So the date of birth is June 3rd, 1981. So McLovin is a fictional 40-year-old today. And he's old enough to party, as he says in the movie. So happy birthday to McLovin. Next up, I want to show you a quick video. A lot of you probably have seen this past week. This is sort of my question for you. What would you do in this situation? You're going to see this bear, this teenage girl, and you're going to see a couple dogs. And so it's about a minute long video or minute and a half video. I'm going to show you this and just think about what you might do here. This is pretty insane. Very. It even gets this dog right here. That's insane. Is there three dogs? Four dogs. There's,
yeah.
Four.
It's like four.
All right, that's good.
Yeah.
All right, so I wanted to show you that video because if you were in that situation, what would you do? That is a 17-year-old girl. I think if it were me, I think the less time I have to think about it, I would react the same way she did. If, you know, I think if I had time to think about it, I would in no way go and have her reaction and do what she did. That just took a lot of guts, but I think it's your natural instinct to protect your animals. So like I said, I think she just human instinct, natural reaction, just went and protected those dogs. She literally, and you can see she's not a big girl, she just pushed that bear that was obviously protecting her cubs off that ledge too. And you could see in the video too, that bear had that one little dog. So I just had to share that. I thought that was pretty amazing video. And you know, if you're a dog lover, if you're a pet owner, you know, you're going to probably protect your pets in most circumstances like that. So I just wanted to share that with you guys. And I want to apologize too. My voice is a little shoddy today, but you know, I'm going to struggle through these next 10 minutes or so with you guys. But next piece of news, I'm going to have Lucas throw up this clip here of Coach K. Yesterday in basketball news, Coach K, everyone knows Coach K in the basketball world. He was hired in March of 1980 by Duke University. He spent five seasons previous to that as the head coach of Army. But 2021 and 2022 will be his last season on the bench. John Shire is named his successor for the Duke Blue Devils. He has won a record 1,170 games, which is the most in Division I history. He also has five national championships in his 41 seasons, 97 tournament wins, which ranks number one all time, and has been to 12 Final Fours. Duke has also spent 126 weeks ranked at number one in the AP poll, and that is tops all time. He also took over the USA national team and led them to Olympic gold medals in 2008, 2012, and 2016. So just wanted to congratulate Mike Krzyzewski on a great career. He has one more season, like I said, behind the helm or on the helm, behind the bench. So he leads. The next closest guy to him is about 90 wins behind. That is Jim Boeheim with 982. Jim Calhoun, who is retired now, 918 wins. Roy Williams, who just retired from North Carolina, 903 wins. Bobby Knight has 902 wins. And Bob Huggins, who is still at the University of West Virginia, has 900 wins. So pretty awesome. Just a few other Coach K stats. I'm not a Duke Blue Devil fan, but I really respect his legacy and what he has done for not just college basketball, but basketball in general. So again, as I said, he ranks first all time in Division I history with 1,170 wins, 35 tournament appearances, which is tied for first, 15 30-win seasons, which is first overall, 12 Final Fours, which is tied for first. Final Four wins, he has 14 of them, which is second all-time. He has five national titles, which is second all-time. And he has 41 NBA first-round draft picks. And the only person he trails is John Wooden, the legendary coach from UCLA. So pretty awesome there. We'll get to more Coach K, you know, later in the year, but wanted to share that information with you guys. Also in basketball news, the Boston Celtics announced Wednesday that Danny Ainge, who was a pretty good basketball player in his day, but now he's 62 years old. He's been their GM and president for a while. He is going to retire, and current head coach Brad Stevens is being promoted to the president of basketball operations. So a couple big losses for the Celtics. Danny Ainge, I think we all saw coming, but Brad Stevens is a great leader of the Celtics. They didn't have the best season, but you know, a really solid coach. That's going to be a tough guy to replace. Let's see. Next up. I wanted to mention this point too. Last year's Final Four teams in the NBA bubble were the Lakers, the Heat, the Celtics, and the Nuggets. So the Lakers, the champs last year, are on the verge of being knocked out in the first round by the Phoenix Suns. The Miami Heat, which the Lakers beat, were swept in the first round by the Milwaukee Bucks. The Boston Celtics, as I stated earlier with Brad Stevens, lost in the first round 4-1. And right now the Denver Nuggets are the team that has the best chance of moving on. They are up 3-2 right now over 3-2 over Portland in the first round of the West. So basically, what's the moral that I'm trying to say here? These teams are tired. You know, they played into basically late September, early October because of the coronavirus and the pandemic. They started their season around Christmas. They're tired. You know, they didn't get that normal rest, and you can kind of see it showing its face right now. Excuse me. A couple other NBA playoff updates. In the Eastern Conference, Philadelphia eliminated Washington 4-1. Joel Embiid is, you know, the Eastern Conference probably player of the year. Will be one of the top MVP candidates. He is day-to-day right now. He just tore his meniscus, so that's going to be an interesting injury to watch. Also in the East, Atlanta eliminated the New York Knicks 4-1. So Philadelphia and Atlanta will take on each other. Brooklyn eliminated Boston 4-1 and will face Milwaukee, who just swept Miami. I'm going to take a drink of water, as you can hear my voice starting to fade out here. So, all right, bear with me. I'm almost there. I'm getting through it. All right, round two in the Eastern Conference is going to be Philadelphia versus Atlanta and Brooklyn versus Milwaukee. In the Western Conference, we have Utah knocking out Memphis 4-1, and the Dallas Mavericks, the number 5 seed, lead the LA Clippers 3-2, and the road team has won every game in that series, which is interesting. And Utah will play the winner of Dallas and the Clippers. Tonight, we have two games. We have the Denver Nuggets at Portland. Denver leads that series 3-2 after a double overtime 147-140 win. In a losing effort, Damian Lillard hit an NBA record 12 three-pointers. Tonight, Portland is a 5-point favorite over Denver. So we will see if that game goes to a game 7 or if Denver moves on. And finally, in the NBA, Phoenix is looking to close out the world champions, the Lakers. The Suns are up 3-2 after a big 30-point win over the Lakers, which did not have Anthony Davis in game 5. So they are up 3-2. The Lakers are a 2-point favorite tonight. So switching gears, we're going to go to the next video there, or segment there. Buster Olney tweeted this yesterday, and I just thought this was, you know, sort of just a Terry Francona appreciation note here, because, you know, we've been bagging on the Indians a lot this year. You know, they haven't been able to hit, but they consistently have won since 2013, which you can't say about many franchises in sports. So the Indians since 2013 have been over 500 to complete each season. So you can see, you know, the winning percentage. Basically, I'm just going to go through these real quick. Basically, a 57% winning percentage, 53%. 2015 was kind of a down year, but the next year in 2016, they bounced back with almost a 58% winning percentage. In 2017, 63%, 2018, 56%, 2019, 57%, 2020, 58%. And then this year so far, we're about 55, 56% winning percentage. So, you know, you can say a lot of things about the Indians, but right now consistency is something they are, is to their credit. Sorry. Another drink of water here. All right. And finally, sorry, bear with me on my voice. The, Big Ten conference odds, title odds. And I am going to, just share with you. Ohio State is a big favorite, minus 200. And, you know, should be the favorite going forward for the next few years. So with that said, we're just throwing over the Zoom video. I can't talk anymore. So we're just going to go to the Zoom video. I apologize for my voice, but we will see you guys next week. But you'll enjoy this Zoom call, I think.
All right, here we go. Hey, guys, Justin Coffin, 330 Sports Show. Greg Kirchner and Brett Franklin are joining us for, we are doing a top announcers draft. So this could mean any sport, you know, baseball, basketball, football, soccer, hockey, boxing, whatever it might be. These are going to be legit, real broadcasters. If Franklin wants to pick the two guys over his shoulders, we'll let him, but we're going to try to stick to realistic characters, but in real life guys. And, you know, I think this will be a lot of fun. There's a lot of different ways this could go. And a lot of these guys or ladies, we might be picking crossover into different sports as well. So this should be pretty interesting. So we drew the draft order. I am going to go first and then to Brett and then to Greg, and it's going to be a snake draft. So it'll go the opposite way on the way back, Greg, Brett, and then to me. So again, this could probably go as many different ways as, you know, some of our previous drafts. So we'll just start it off and go with that. So I have the first pick, and you know, there are so many different ways I could go. And I told you guys before, I have a list of about 40 to 45 people on this list, guys, girls, all sports. And I have some local teams, some local favorites. I got some national favorites, and then I have some like historic favorites. So I'm kind of going in the middle, and this might be more of my Ohio State Buckeye bias, but this is a guy who now works for Fox Sports. He does a ton of the Buckeye games. I'm gonna go with Gus Johnson as my number one pick. I just freaking love the guy, and I'm not gonna name drop, but his partner as well on that team, they make the best duo to me in college football. So I will take Gus Johnson first overall. So maybe a little bit of a surprise there.
That was a little bit of a surprise. I like it though. Gus is so good. He's really, to me right now in college football, he's the best.
Oh, he just
really is the best. I don't know. I like him in the basketball when he does that too, but it really translates to football really well.
Oh yeah.
He had some really good March Madness moments in his day when he was with CBS too. But yeah, he is. It's interesting because we're going to cover there's going to be a lot of different people we cover, and it probably going to follow the spectrum of guys who are a little bit more subdued and guys who are a little bit more eccentric. Gus is definitely on the full continuum of the eccentric side, but he makes it work.
Oh, yeah.
He's crazy, but it works. Mm-hmm. He's entertaining.
All right.
So that's forcing my hand a little bit. Because I had a list. I was ready. We talked about it. I was like, oh, I'll probably follow my list. No, I'm literally going away from it the first pick because I want to make sure I get, to me, the all-time greatest college football guy, Keith Jackson. Got to go with him. The Rose Bowl. My God, the Rose Bowl. Like his voice, everything about every time. He was the epitome of Saturday. Mm-hmm. Football.
No doubt. That's a great pick.
Yeah.
Legendary voice there.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. So my top pick still on the board. You know, this guy, it probably will fit into Justin, into your kind of the historical category. But you know, he's gone into our generation as well. I'm going with Vin Scully.
He was number one on mine, Greg.
You know, I think he was Dodger announcer, for over 50 years. You know, he also did mostly baseball. I think he did do some other sports, probably most nationally famous for the Kirk Gibson call. And then a little bonus points for calling Billy Chappell's perfect game for love of the game. That's not why I picked him, but it didn't hurt. But he's just a
bullshit
poet, you know, just a poet and kind of widely just considered one of the icons and just an incredible, you know, incredible baseball announcer, incredible storyteller. So I went with him, and I'm going to go a little bit more recent with my next pick. I'm going to go with Al Michaels.
Okay.
You know, another icon, possibly the most famous call in American sports history is the Do You Believe in Miracles in 1980. A young Al Michaels authored that call, but since he's really been just a fixture on Sunday Night Football. And again, just a legend. The guy's like ageless. I feel like he's like well into his 70s and still going strong. So Al Michaels.
All right. Yeah. I love the pick. Very good.
Well, back to me, and I'm actually going this. He was number two. This guy's number two on my list, and it's definitely a little fanboyish, local pride. But I really do think he is the best baseball announcer in the game right now, and Tom Hamilton.
Yeah, that's a solid pick. If at any point you guys want to drop any calls, you know, feel free to shout them out. I don't have the voice for it today, but yeah, that's Tom Hamilton's a legendary guy.
Yeah.
My favorite thing I think about Tom Hamilton, not necessarily the calls, but sometimes when he gets like pissed off at an umpire,
his snarky comments are really just above par. They are so good. He's like, it's not even necessarily him. Like when Trevor Bauer kind of had his little scripts, and even when he kind of, when they traded him, like Bauer said some things and it was such a deadpan kind of way too. Like it wasn't an angry announcement, but it was just like, yeah, you're kind of a dick.
Exactly. He's not passive aggressive. He's just aggressive.
Yes.
I'll tell you what though. If you're ever like traveling to other cities and stuff and you flip a game, like a local game on the radio, I mean, there are just some shitty announcers like around, like in the major leagues. And when every time I do that, I just realize how lucky we are to have Tom Hamilton and have had him so long. And some of the other local announcers that we've had that I won't mention because I'll probably come up later. But
I mean, what's funny is he was the color guy for a long time. He was the secondary guy. Yeah. And then he just kind of took over. It was really around middle 90s.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, Herb Score was the lead guy. Yeah. And he kind of retired, I think.
Yeah, great points. Awesome. Okay, so I am up for two picks. So I'm going to go with more of a recent guy, but a well-known national guy. I love his voice, and he does a great job. He covers March Madness. He does the Masters, NFL, like basically the NFL game of the week. I'm going to go with Jim Nance, was from CBS. I think he's phenomenal, and I'm not going to name drop his partner, but his partner's really good too. So I'm sure he might get picked later on, but Jim Nance, I think, is just a real, like, he's hard not to like. Let me just,
yeah, there's that old saying that jack of all trades, master of none, except Jim Nance is actually that. He's great at all, like every level of what he's doing. He can handle every sporting event, different types, and he knows it well. And I think his ability to cover so much is fantastic.
Absolutely. Yeah,
and I just think he's synonymous with the Masters for me. I mean, him, that's it. I feel like he's great at everything. The Masters is his forte, and it's just like, I feel like he was just made to call that tournament.
Absolutely. And he usually does that tournament like right after the national championship game in basketball.
The greatest week of sports.
Yeah. But you mentioned it, Brett. I mean, you got to think about it. I mean, you're like, when you're calling college basketball with a crowd, it's totally different. You got to turn the volume up, and then all of a sudden the Augusta National, and you got to get like the golf voice, and he does that transition beautifully.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very good. All excellent points. I am going to go with someone a little bit off the radar, possibly for certain people, but this is a guy I grew up watching a lot of NFL football. And this guy on the game, he also had cameos in several movies, The Naked Gun being one of them. But Dick Enberg from he with NBC. I just thought that guy was awesome. And so that's my pick. That's my third pick. So We are through 7 picks now. And Brett, you are up.
Yeah. Well, we're about to change my background here. And as soon as they do, we're going to say it. But I'm going to ask you both, do you guys like hot dogs? You love hot dogs?
Hey, let me ask you this. What's your favorite planet? Because mine's the sun.
Eric, I mean, we didn't get a chance to really listen to him, you know, being from Northeast Ohio. Will Ferrell really did actually bring that out. Like, at least it made him on the radar for everybody. And when you think about it, like, it actually became, his voice just became iconic with Cubs baseball. And, you know, he was goofy. He was goofy as hell. But sometimes that makes the best announcers.
Exactly. Exactly. And he probably was the biggest form of entertainment for the Cubs there for a couple decades.
For a long time. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
No doubt.
That's an excellent pick. That's an excellent pick. Harry Carey, number 8 overall. Greg, you're up for 2.
All right. Well, first one I'm going to go with, well, actually, these are 2 personal favorites of mine. I think one won't surprise anybody on this panel here. One will probably may come a little bit out of nowhere, but I'll go with the predictable one first. I'm going to go with Vern Lundquist.
I thought you might go that way.
Yeah, he's one of my all-time favorites, and he's had some good fortune of being in the right place at the right time for some incredible calls. And I know we talked about it a lot in the Masters preview, like when Tiger chipped in at the Masters, that incredible call. Another one of my favorites was he was Alabama Auburn kick 6. And you know, he just has a knack for, you know, I think he gets a bad rap sometimes as he's maybe not the sharpest guy when it comes to, you know, maybe mispronounces some names from time to time. He definitely slipped a little bit as the years went on, but in the big moments, and he had one 2 weeks ago when Mickelson chipped in. Yep. He seems to just deliver in those moments beautifully. And just like, you know, again, it's just a voice that he's just a voice that's synonymous with great sporting events and great moments. I used to love watching SEC on CBS with Vern. So I'm going to go with him. He's an icon and a legend. I like that he's still around a little bit. And the other guy I'm going to go with, this guy just retired a couple years ago. He was the voice of the NHL on NBC forever. Mike, better known as Doc Emmerich, absolutely probably the greatest hockey announcer I've ever heard. And I also think announcing hockey from a degree difficulty standpoint is off the chart because of the pace of the game, the guys coming in and out, you don't know who's in, you don't know who's out. And most of the guys have names that are at least 3 or 4 syllables long. So he did it all brilliantly. And he actually brought a little gust to the table. He was super exciting. And, you know, playoff hockey is unbelievable. And he was the voice of it for a really long time.
He made you watch it on NBC. Like he really did keep you in the game. And I'm probably with most people. Like, I don't watch much during the season. It's to me, it's sort of like basketball. It's very long. But playoffs, yeah, I'll watch just because they're usually pretty great. And he was a reason to watch for sure.
No doubt. Real quick, Vern, one more thing about Vern there too is a major cameo in Happy Gilmore.
Yes. Yes.
So I just rewatched that the other night and I forgot how damn good that movie was. So real quick, recapping the first 10 picks, Gus Johnson, Keith Jackson, Vin Scully, Jim, Al Michaels, Tom Hamilton, Jim Nance, Dick Enberg, Harry Carey, Vern Lundquist, and Mike Doc Emmerich. So we are going to go now with Franklin is up for pick 11.
I'm going to go with a guy that's pretty iconic to us from a very prolific season. But you know, he was a voice that we heard every Saturday as well. And he became the go-to guy, Brent Musburger.
Oh, all right.
And you know, the Holy Buckeye, you know, there to us, there's really nothing that encompasses that season more than that call right there.
That's an excellent pick. I know a lot of people don't love the guy. I think he's fantastic.
I think he's great. Yeah. I always liked, you know, he was on ABC for so long. And, you know, he was just the, you know, he, every Saturday we had those early games. He was usually doing them.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, now he hosts a betting show on like a network called VSIN, VSIN. And it's on, you know, usually like your local AM radio sports channel. So you can look for him on there. And I think he's got one on maybe like Sirius XM or something like that. But that's a really, really good pick. I like that pick there.
He would always kind of weave something into the telecast too about the line or something, or, oh, folks.
You're right. He did.
The folks in the desert may have cared about that last touchdown there. You know,
Or like hitting on the random like starting quarterback's girlfriend in the stands.
Yeah, he's probably a fun guy to hit the casino with and maybe the bar too.
Oh yeah. All right. Very good. Well, I mean, a lot of my like must take guys are off the board. So I'm going to go, I have two picks here. I'm going to go one, kind of national guy and one local guy. So one guy I've always loved and respected, and this is from a national perspective, used to be with ESPN. He actually, ironically, I'm sure Edgar loves him now because he's doing Notre Dame football, but Mike Tirico.
Yeah.
He has like the classic voice that you want to hear call a game. So hopefully in a year or two or 2 or 3 years from now when Ohio State and Notre Dame are playing each other, we'll be able to hear him at least at the Notre Dame home game calling a bunch of touchdowns for the Buckeyes.
He has that calming voice. It's like – it's strange to describe, but it's calming. There's never like, he gets excited, but it's, you can tell there's never that like sense of like biasness in how he's speaking. You know, and sometimes you can hear it in some, you know, with SEC on CBS, you know exactly who they're rooting for. I've always enjoyed him too.
Okay. He's very versatile too. He can host, he's hosting the Olympics now, and that's, I mean, it's totally different than calling a game. I think in 20 years or so, because he's got the Olympic gig now, he's going to have the Sunday Night Football lead spot when Al Michaels retires, Notre Dame football. What else is he doing? Kentucky Derby. He's going to be top 10 all time, I think, when all's said and done, when he's done, he's on his way up.
Agreed.
And he's already up high.
Exactly. Okay. So, with my second pick here, this isn't a guy I hear a lot live because usually I'm watching the game. But this is the radio voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes. I'm going to go with Paul Keels.
Yeah.
So that's a very local pick. If you're not an Ohio State fan, you probably don't love that pick. But he has a deep set monotone, but he's very, very fluid. And does a great job, and he'll go right from a football game and do a basketball game.
Yes. Oh, listening to the basketball game, like it took me a little bit to get used to him. You know, over to the left wing, right wing, over back to center court. he's all over, but he knows he's quick. He's a quick thinker. He knows how to get through it fast, and like you said, he can transition from one to the next smoothly.
So yeah, I probably could have waited around a little bit longer on him, but I thought it was the appropriate time on my board, at least, to take him. So,
and I've heard it's actually become pretty notorious or pretty famous down here that Big Daddy Keels likes to throw some back a little bit too. He likes to have a good time. So,
he'd be a great guy to have a few drinks with.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
All right. Greg, you are up for.
I think I'm up.
Yeah, Brett's up, I think.
I'm up. This is interesting. I'm looking at two national guys, and one of them's just, they're both iconic, actually. It's just one, it might be more iconic than the other, but I'm going to go with the other. I'm going to go Bob Costas.
Okay.
with Greg brought up the Olympics, and that's what, exactly what I was saying with him. Like he did baseball when it was on NBC. He did the Olympics. He's done the football. I know he was hosting Saturday or Sunday night for a bit there on NBC. So, mm-hmm. You know, I think he just, I think it's more or less because we grew up with him.
Yep.
Like it's, I look to him to be a little bit more iconic, or at least he's iconic to us, but he's a hard one to pass up.
Agreed.
He also called the Jordan's last shot too. He was calling
did he?
Finals in that.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah, that's a great drop. Okay. All right. Yeah. Now, Greg, I'm sorry about that. I skipped over my order. So Greg, you are up for picks 15 and 16.
Okay. I'm going to stay true to my list here. A guy that I absolutely love, have loved for a long time. I feel like he might have the best voice of any announcer current or ever. Maybe I'm pushing it a little too much, but I'm going to go with Kevin Harlan. He, you know, he kind of made his mark on the NBA for a long time. And he's so great on the NBA, where I've like learned to really love him, or I think he's absolutely fantastic, is actually doing NFL on the radio. He is absolutely phenomenal on the radio and notorious for calling the drunk guys that run on the field and all that. But this guy seems like he does March Madness as well. So he's all over the place. He seems like a really hardworking guy, because he'll be like calling an NFL game on the radio on Tuesday. Then he'll be in like Sacramento Monday night calling a game on TNT. But just the guy that I love, it brings it every time out. Got some great lines, like right between the eyes, and his voice is just perfect. He's got, if Pat Mahomes' throwing arm was a voice, Kevin Harlan.
I love it. That's a great comparison too.
And then, oh gosh, there's so many here. I'm going to go, we haven't really given the color commentators some love. So I'm going to go with maybe arguably the most iconic and certainly probably famous color commentator ever in John Madden.
It had to be. I mean,
we all grew up on, he was right in that wheelhouse with a guy, he most famous probably with a guy that I'm not going to mention because we don't name drop, but I think they were on CBS together, and then he did work with Al Michaels and they were great too. But Madden was a character, you know, I don't know if he was the first one to use the Telestrator, but he was probably the first one to use it significantly. But he was just great at explaining the game in a way that you could understand it really, no matter how much or little you watch football. And he's just, it's John Madden.
Right.
So he was the legend.
Was the turducken his?
The turducken was his.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Turducken was his. And it's, I mean, he's left an icon for the Detroit Thanksgiving Day game. Like, yeah. And, you know, that was, I remember, yeah, because they, CBS, and then they went to Fox.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other guy, to be not named, you know, he retired, and Madden just kind of stayed on for a little bit longer. He retired just a few years later, though, too.
He didn't hang around that long. He was with Michaels for a little while. I want to say the great game that Michaels and Madden called was that Super Bowl, Steelers-Cardinals. That was one of Madden's last games. I mean, he was a guy that he left on top. I mean, he was like, he could have gone a lot longer, but I thought him and Michaels were phenomenal. Legacy of video games. So, I mean, he's
still
around. I mean, we do it. I mean, we have this thing at work when we're doing a slide presentation. I mean, I don't think it's just our work. I think people do it all the time, but when you're doing a slide presentation and you want to put a call out box to something, we call it a Madden. And it's like, I mean, that's the legacy this guy's left. I mean, it's just like, he's still a part of the, world every day.
Yeah, for sure. That's a great one. You're right. The color guys don't get enough due, because it's too often. They're just there for just whatever commentary, whatever they're, and they're not meant to bring a whole lot to the game, but yeah, he did. All right. I'm up, man. I'm still looking. I don't want to take him for some reason. So I guess I'm just going to send him off. I'm going to go to someone who, to us is a big deal. And I know to another Midwestern city is a really big deal. He also starred in his own TV show, Bob Uecker.
Okay.
I'm going Bob, you know, obviously from Major League fame, but wasn't it Mr. Belvedere?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, you know, but he's a huge deal over in Milwaukee.
Yes.
And so, yeah, I don't know if I wish I did. I've heard some games, but I just never correlated. I don't know if he, it'd be great if he announced games like he did in Major League, but I think regardless, I don't think he's so
knowledgeable. That far off. Yeah.
Yeah. He's so knowledgeable of the game. And I think that makes him such, he really is an iconic baseball announcer. And to me, when it's all said and done, if you're a great baseball announcer, you're at the top of all of these guys. I think that's where, you know, especially because it's radio at this point in time, we're not going to have any, we may not at least have TV baseball announcers here that are just regular baseball announcers. So I think radio is where it's at. And I think those guys are the best.
When you think about it, there's so much downtime in a baseball game that you have to be enjoyable. You have to be conversational. Mm-hmm. You're filling the time. And Bob Uecker, I don't know if he was ever a comedian, but he could have been a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
And he just, you know, that those are the guys you need calling baseball games on the radio with all, you know, again, with all the downtime, just somebody that's going to keep you entertained.
Yeah. I mean, if you were able to start also, like I said, a TV show with Alex Kidd's dad, then, you know, it's, you're in a real good spot.
Very good. Well, guys, apparently I forgot to pay my Zoom account this month, so we have 9 minutes left to broadcast.
Let's hurry.
You're up. Okay.
So I'm going to fire through my next two picks. I was going to go with Kevin Harlan next. I love that pick, but I'm going to go with Sean McDonough. I think he is phenomenal, and I think one of his biggest iconic calls is the Michigan State game where drops the ball and Michigan State returns it the last play of the game for a touchdown. But I think he's just like one of those, again, really knowledgeable guys. Is, you know, college football, there's nothing better, especially a close game on a Saturday. So I'm going with Sean McDonough. For a while there, he was partnered up with a former Buckeye that was pretty good in the booth too. So I'm going to go with Sean McDonough. And, oh, man, my next pick, I've taken all play-by-play guys so far. So I'm trying to think a little bit outside the box here. And I think with my next pick, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to go with Kirk Herbstreit, another Buckeye. But you know, he's so smart, so knowledgeable. And, you know, I actually kind of get annoyed at the Ohio State fans that get on him for kind of being they call him a homer, or if he's overly critical ever of Ohio State, he's just doing his job. Like, that's what a good broadcaster does. So it's like an actor in a movie that you can't stand. It's like, well, they're doing a good job. They're playing that character well. So, but I think he's so smart, so knowledgeable, and brings a ton to the table. So, Kirk Herbstreit is my, what would that be? My seventh pick. So
nice. I'm going to go with, you know, try and keep this quick, but I'm with you. I was saying I maybe need to add a color guy here. And I'm going to steal Justin's previous picks, you know, bandmate. We're going to go Joel Klatt.
Okay.
I think he's incredibly knowledgeable. I actually love listening to games, even if it's not Ohio State. His capability of, you know, breaking down a game and how everything's worked, it's just phenomenal. And I love listening to the games he's announcing.
That's a great pick. Yeah, I love that guy. Like you said, any game he's on is great. All right, Greg, you are up for 21 and 22.
I'm going to go with two legends in their various sports. First, Marv Albert, who's retiring this year. Just, you know, it's amazing how long he's been around. And we grew up on him in the Jordan era and the 90s era, but he's been calling NBA for, gosh, it's got to be pushing 50 years now. He does NFL too, or he's done NFL and he's in college basketball. He's been incredible, iconic voice. He'll be much missed when he retires, but he's had a great career. And then Jack Buck. Again, we caught maybe the tail end of Jack Buck's career, but another just iconic. He did NFL as well, but he's primarily known for baseball. And the interesting thing, and I won't get too crazy because we're running low on time, but him and if you look this up, he did the radio for Kirk Gibson's home run, and Vin Scully was on TV for that home run. So literally one of the most iconic moments in baseball, if not sports. And you had two of the greatest announcers of all time calling it. So they both had great calls, obviously, but Jack Buck's a legend and the father of somebody that may or may not get picked. We shall see.
Excellent point.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to, again, try and move this along. I'm going to go with the man who made all of this happen and the reason why we were picking things. And I'm going to go Howard Cosell.
Okay.
I'm surprised he's lasted, honestly, because I know he's considered one of the pinnacles. I know there's probably things about him that are not so great, especially from the era from which he came. But he is what made announcing the way it is now. There's no way to go around that.
Okay. All right. Excellent. I am going to go. I have two picks here, and I am going to go with Marv Albert was my next pick. I'm going to go with Mike Breen. I'm going to go with Mike Breen. I like what he does. Got a little sick of the bangs when Golden State and the Cavs were playing in the finals all those years, but it worked. It was awesome when it went your way. So yeah, I'm going to go with him. Mike Breen at 24 and then 25. This is a really random one, but I just really like this guy. Do I want to pick him? Yeah, I'm doing it. I'm going to go with the guy that called Evander Holyfield, not the best boxer in Georgia, but the 50th best boxer in Georgia, Charlie Steiner.
That's really good. I like that.
I know he's done play-by-play for the Yankees and now I think the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
I've been all over, formerly of ESPN. So Charlie Steiner, come out and get your whooping.
Great laughing bloopers for Charlie Steiner too on SportsCenter. Some of those are when he cracks up laughing. So good.
He's nice. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to switch it up here. I feel like I've basically honed in on two sports with maybe a guy who does multiples and maybe ventured into a third. I'm going to go David Faraday.
Oh, nice.
Wonderful.
I love his voice. And I think his knowledge and understanding of the golf world is fantastic.
Great pick. All right, Greg, you're up for your final two picks here.
All right. So I'm going to go, we talked about it. I'm going to go with John Madden's longtime partner, Pat Summerall. I always grew up thinking he was kind of boring and flat, but then you realize that was just his thing. And he was never going to go hot. You know, he was going to let the game do the talking, right? Plus he had John Madden next to him, so he didn't have to go crazy, but he was a steady voice. He also called the Masters. He was the host, I think, before Nance was the host. Just a legend.
And may or may not have been drunk during those telecasts.
May or may not have been. and then I'm going to go with a local one. We hadn't picked a local one yet. I'm going to go with the late, great Joe Tate, voice of the Cleveland Cavaliers, as well as the Indians, but primarily the Cavaliers. And I grew up, you know, we all remember the era where not every game is on TV. I grew up listening to Joe Tate almost every Cavaliers game. Just phenomenal.
Very good pick.
I'm going to go local too. And I think this guy just doesn't get enough credit for being as excited as he always was through some of the worst teams that have ever played football. Bruce Drennan.
Hey, that's a good one.
You know, he had so much enthusiasm during those games. And I got to listen, especially the last few years, just, you know, because I lived in Cleveland for a while. But if I was driving back and forth, I was listening to games on the radio. And man, he was such a joy to listen to.
Okay. All right. I like that. Very good. All right. For me, I'm going to go with, there's so many guys, and I'll have you guys shoot me some honorable mentions that we didn't list. But I'm going to go with the czar of the Telestrator, Mike Fitzgerald. He's kind of a Cleveland guy. I know he's from Jersey, but he has roots now in Cleveland. Just a great guy. So this was fun. I just wanted to, you know, sorry I had to cut it short, but apparently I didn't pay my Zoom account on time. But appreciate you guys. And I got to give credit to Dave Hodge too. This was kind of his idea. But he was in Florida, so unable to make this draft. So, gentlemen, thank you, and we'll talk soon.